Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Shot.
But the Buddy Hield experience is like all the different buddies, like, buddy. And then, buddy. And then, like, he hits the side of the backboard. He dribbles it off his leg.
Yep.
Then he gets back-to-back steals and hits two threes.
He was fantastic in the end. If you watched on TV, you saw that Shaq basically did his halftime breakdown on all the things that Buddy was doing wrong.
Tell me what he said.
Well, I couldn't hear what he said. I was at a sports bar, but, you know, Buddy, you need to hit some shots and stop hitting the side of the backboard.
That's all I needed. I mean, he's
got a highlight package of Buddy missing shots, hitting the backboard. It's classic Buddy. And then Buddy comes out, and he did do some really good things in the first half, too, as we'll talk to Steve about. Steve Kerr basically said Buddy Hield set the tone for the game on defense, which is bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas. But then he hit some shots in the second half. It was one of his better moments as a Warrior. And for me, the fan experience of watching Buddy Hield is very similar to what often develops between parent and child, which is to say, you root for this person like you root for no other. And when he does well, the joy that pours out of your heart is overwhelming. At the same time, he makes you yank most of the hairs out of your head. He drives you nuts on a daily basis. He makes you question every decision. He makes you want to sit him down and talk to him on a daily basis because of the wayward decisions that he is making with his life. And just when you think you can't take it anymore, splash. Mm. In Şengün's face, and you want to take him to dinner.
Yeah.
That's the Buddy Hield experience. I have that experience every day.
With one of your various kids.
It's in my house.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You got 11, probably, 15, and 18.
I should probably start calling him Buddy.
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 Yeah, seriously.
Hey.
Like, do your homework. God, no, I don't want to. And next thing you know, he's like doing something nice for his sister or walking the dog or cleaning up his room. It's like, I was down on you, but not anymore.
Your impression has way too many words. There's never, Dad, I don't want to.
It's a grunt. Totally.
If you're even able to get a sound. Sometimes you can't even get a sound. There's no sound.
It's interesting because I'm at the other end of the spectrum
where a lot of sounds.
My 2.5-year-old, all she does is offer words. And it's like, sometimes the commentary is too much. I wouldn't mind just like a grunt or a yes or a no. I get full elaborate answers from a 2.5-year-old.
Let's go out to the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line where 408 has texted in, Buddy is the guy in the office everybody loves. The guy you root for to succeed. And when he does, you're happy for him because you feel he deserves it. Here's the part that you're leaving out. He's also the guy that microwaves food without a paper towel over the top so that it explodes all over the microwave and then he doesn't clean it up.
Yeah. Or microwaves fish. Like, if you're the person who brings fish to work.
I did that to you one time.
Dude.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Way back in the beginning.
Yes.
I was like, dude, chill. I get to eat whatever I want.
You do. But if you're the person who brings fish in and microwaves it in a small office.
I get it.
Yeah. Famously, Haberman and Middlecoff had food brought in and it was like curry.
Curry!
And it like ruined the studio for like 3 days.
You can't do that.
I mean, that's kind of the Buddy Hield experience. And I'm just looking at his game log.
Curry!
They're up 6-2, and there's a steal. Pods breaks it loose, and Buddy gets it. And it's a one-on-two-ish. And Buddy just shoots from 27. I mean.
You know what's funny?
I'm just going to shoot it.
Like, looking back at it, and that was one of the clips that Shaq played, which is like, what are you doing? Why are you shooting this? With basically a layup sitting there for you.
And Curry is trailing the play. Like, if you penetrate and just flip it behind you, well, now Steph gets that same open 27-footer.
So did Steve introduce Buddy to Steph again? I don't know. We can ask Steve here in an hour. But, yeah, in the moment, though, I got it because I was like, yeah, Buddy, like, shoot an open three. Because I'm pretty sure if you drive this to the hole or if you try to throw a pass, it's going to turn into a turnover.
For sure.
I'm sure that it will. But then he missed it.
Yep.
He missed the three.
60 seconds later, Pods penetrates, and they kick to Buddy, and it's listed in the NBA.com box score as Hield three-point jump bank shot. It's a shot from the corner, and it's listed as a bank shot.
That's a bank shot.
Because you know what? It turned out to be a bank shot. It hit the top corner of the backboard and then careened out. So his first two efforts were a one-on-two 27-foot heat check minute into the game and then a bank shot from the corner. Buddy.
Buddy.
Come on.
What are you doing?
Right?
And then?
Buddy.
Buddy will win you the game. Hey, my guy.
Totally.
My guy. All right. How about Emmanuel in San Jose? Hey, Emmanuel, what's going on?
How you doing, guys? Doing a great job out there. Got a couple of pointers for you guys. I want to see what you guys think about it.
Okay.
Number one, why is it that Draymond Green is so phenomenal and he can stop Shangoon where he can't score a bucket in the fourth quarter, and yet we threw three guys at him in the third quarter and they couldn't stop the guy? And if you look at his game, it is, you know, he goes in, he does this tornado move, and that's all there is into it. Why can't we do anything better with that? That's point number one.
Because Draymond's a brilliant defender, Emmanuel. That's why, like, this is a generational defender.
Phenomenal. Yeah, but they should learn from him.
Yeah, but
they should learn from him. Because
that's like saying somebody should watch Steph shoot and just do that too. You know what I mean?
Like Patrick Mahomes. Like, you all should be having the underhand pass in your repertoire.
Yeah, this guy's just brilliant. But anyway, what's your second point?
Second point. How do you see us compare against Cleveland?
Ooh, boy, you're really jumping ahead. Okay, thanks, Emmanuel.
Cleveland?
Boy, you want to talk about something my mind is not even on, which is the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals.
I mean,
I'm not even to Minnesota yet. Not even close. This is going to be hard tomorrow. Really hard.
Agreed. I told you yesterday that I thought they'd win in five. I thought they'd win game four, and I thought they'd go to Houston, and the veterans would close them out. But after the way that game went last night, I'm less confident about game five. I'm not more confident up 3-1. I'm less confident because of exactly what it took to win that game. It took everything you had, and Houston played pretty well, by and large. They had a couple of boneheaded mistakes late, but in general, and Grandy, you had a great comment about the 9-minute stretch, the first 4 minutes of the first quarter, and the first 5 minutes, I think, of the third quarter, and the Warriors outscored them 38 to. Give me the numbers, because when you said it, I almost crashed my car.
First 420 of the first quarter, 16-4 Warriors. First 440 of the third quarter, 18-1 Warriors. So in those 9 minutes, it was 34-5 Warriors. In the other 39 minutes of the game, 101-75. Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, that, if I wasn't going 1 mile an hour, I probably would have had a fatal car crash.
No,
but I was literally in park. 101-75.
The way they started the halves was absolutely out of control.
So when you look at the totality of that game, 101-75 for 39 of the 48 minutes, the Rockets were the better team in that game.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You cherry pick when you're like, let's just take these minutes and let's take away all the good minutes. And then the Rockets were the better team. If you want to say they were the better team for more of the minutes,
right?
I'll buy that. But you know what I've learned, and I think we learned this over and over in the NBA playoffs, and it's an impossible mistake to stop thinking about, but the games have nothing to do with the previous game.
You're right. You're right.
Like every game totally has its own personality. And so I know I feel the same things you feel, and you want to apply them to tomorrow night, you can't. The tomorrow night is its own. Is Fred VanVleet doing that tomorrow night?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But is Jalen Green going to come back and score 25? Might.
The one constant for them has been Şengün.
Right.
And he's been phenomenal. And, you know, to the caller's point about why can't the rest of them do what Draymond does? And you're right. Like, Draymond is a generational, all-time elite defender. Yep. And even at that, what Draymond does is he's not as big as Şengün, but he knows how to be vertical. He knows how to move laterally. He knows how to accept the brunt of that first hit, because you saw Şengün and he was just dropping the shoulder into everybody, GP2 and whoever was guarding him, and just moving you deeper. You can't do that to Draymond Green because he's sturdy like that.
Yep. He's just brilliant. He's a brilliant defender, and thankfully he had not been thrown out of the game or gotten his sixth foul yet. And so it worked out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
How you guys doing? You know, one thing I don't understand about the NBA now, I ask you guys, that coach from Houston, what's his name?
Ime Udoka.
Okay, so I look at some film of him, studied, look at what he was doing. He's the same guy. He's out there instigating things that he's on the floor half the time. No technical, no nothing. I mean, he's just doing role model what he wants for him to do, which to me takes away from the game. And I know it's a physicality game. It's hard to wrestle game. But also, he's using that by trying to get an advantage, which I think don't make no sense to me. Right? Why don't you just tell your players how to play? And stop trying to act like you mean everybody, and that's
going to
help them win. It ain't
enough
to win yet.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. I mean, what you're essentially getting to, and Mike, thanks for the call. You're essentially getting to the core of who Ime Udoka is as a player. Like, these Rockets players that you're watching, this is exactly how Udoka played as a player. Reggie Miller was talking about this during the broadcast last night. They reflect their coach. And so you can say, hey, why is this coach doing that? Purposefully. He's doing that on purpose. He wants them to play this way. He thinks that it has given them an advantage. And by the way, if you look at their season in total, I don't even know how you can argue with it. They won 52 games, and they don't have a one-on-one scorer. They don't shoot the ball well. They're a bad free throw shooting team, and they won 52 games. And they've done that with defense, intimidation, challenging people, physicality, all of that. He was the exact same way as a player. So, yes, this is not an accident. Like, this stuff is very much being coached, and they're doing a good job of reflecting their coach.
They are. And, you know, Houston is built for this in the playoffs. And in the regular year, they were 14th in points. It's not like they couldn't score. They weren't an anemic offense. But when the chips are down, they rely on that. They rely on Ime Udoka, toughness, defense, and a lot of their offense comes from their defense, where they want to turn you over, they want to get out into the fast break offense, and they want to use their youth and athleticism to score when you're not ready with your defense totally aligned. And I think you mentioned it, that the team in the series that has won the turnover battle in
all
each and every
times.
Game. And
yep.
The Warriors had 8 turnovers yesterday.
It's a great number.
It's a phenomenal number, which means, all right, Houston, you can get offensive rebounds, and they only had 13, but the rest of it, you're going to have to earn in the half court. And that's where Fred VanVleet I'll give him his flowers because he was phenomenal, and Alperen Şengün was unguardable. So beyond those two, if it was a game where the Warriors were going to turn it over the usual number, then the Warriors would have lost.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those two players in the half court were phenomenal for Houston.
That's all I'm looking at in the box score.
Yeah.
Each game, someone has had, you know, between 13 and 16 turnovers, and the other team has had between 8 and 11. And the team that has between 8 and 11 has won all four games. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. And by the way, who's got the Warrior focus on that more than anyone? Jimmy Butler. He walked in here and basically said it. I'm allergic to turnovers. Let's stop doing it. And the Warriors have largely responded, even though Steph and Draymond are very, very prone to this stuff and continue to be, by the way.
Right.
You know, I think of the eight, I think Steph had four of them last night, right?
Draymond had one.
Yeah.
In, you know, obviously limited minutes, but as long as it's not Steph and Draymond, if it's Steph or Draymond,
I agree with you, yeah.
You know, then you can kind of tolerate if one of them has a little bit of a sloppy game. And the biggest takeaway for me in the win is that Steph Curry was, and I guess I'll say ordinary.
Yeah, just not himself. Not quite himself. Not, I mean, his best.
Air balls.
Air balls.
Air balls.
Yeah.
2 of 8 from 3, 17 points. He was like kind of an ordinary
just
guy.
Just never got into a flow. Like, yep. he never was able to even consistently get shots and looks, let alone make them when he did. The ones he did hit. You know,
couple of biggies in the fourth.
The 2 seconds on the shot clock, and Şengün goes flying by him, and he nails that three. They needed that
big
three.
Time. And if you want to look at like the minutia as to why Houston lost, that was one of the big ones on an inbound play where you get it to Steph, and it's a pump fake, and you're Şengün. The one thing you can't do there is to buy the pump
just
fake.
Fly by. You're 7 feet.
Right.
All you have to do is stand there. Even if he gets a shot off over you, it's not going to be a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, Warriors are winning with their brains.
And they had another inbound play in the fourth quarter where they were able to get 4 or 5 passes, and I think that's where they found Jimmy Butler on a cut. Draymond cuts to the middle of the key, and he dumped it down to Jimmy, and Jimmy scored, which was a drawn-up play. And I mentioned the Jabari Smith, like, boneheaded three, the unnecessary three that he took, and then, you know, Brooks staggering into Jimmy Butler on a 3-point shot.
Wow.
The little plays that weren't heady were made by the Rockets.
Yep, and that's largely been the case. I mean, I know these games feel tight. I know the series feels tight. I won't argue that it's not, but the only time the Rockets have come out on top of the Warriors, it is when unforeseen chaos suddenly showed up. Jimmy Butler is knocked out of the game. Pods is puking or whatever's going on and getting 0 points and 0 boards. And you just end up in a spot where you're like, oh gosh, we've got to suddenly turn to players who have not been playing in 3 weeks, if not more. And then meantime, their best perimeter scoring is just careering it all over the place.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And all of that added up to what? What did the Rockets win that one by? 11? All of that added up to about an 11-point home win in a desperation situation. So, yes, yesterday was razor thin, and you could argue that the Warriors should have lost. But if you want to take the view from 10,000 feet, the Rockets have only been able to get over the top of the Warriors' brains when kind of like a lot of wacky stuff went the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. Even in the regular year where Steph Curry goes 1-for-10 and 3 points, that was a game that they only won by 10 points, and the Warriors had 20 turnovers, and Curry made one basket. So, yeah, games that are way, way outside the pale, and that's why I look at last night even more as a game that I'm not stunned that the Warriors won, but that's one that they kind of stole because Şengün was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet was electric. Incredible. And your best player, Steph Curry, was ordinary. And yet, well, through it all, you made the plays to win it.
Yeah, you won. And it's like sometimes you have to remind yourself of that where you're like, ooh, we got outplayed for most of the game. Okay, listen to what Dibs just said and add that all up to you won.
Yeah.
So how do you feel today if you're the Rockets?
Oh, gutted.
I would be pretty discouraged. Like, the scenarios that you needed to play out did. And you still lost.
Yep.
Ouch. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't think it's in their DNA to do what happens sometimes. When you fall down 3-1, what you're looking for is for a team to lose its spirit. And I don't think that that's going to happen to the Rockets tomorrow night. I don't know who's going to win this game, but I don't think the Rockets are going to come out dispirited. I do think, though, that they've now arrived at a spot where you're like, how do we climb this mountain? Like, if all of these things kind of landed in our lap last night, we still couldn't get a victory, and now we've got to somehow beat this team 3 times in a row. That feels like that feels like an assignment for which you do not have the resources to complete.
It's a tall order,
yeah.
No doubt. I mean, you can do it once, and then you get on a plane to come back here, and can you do it a second time here? I mean, it's possible, but it would take a massive effort. And as I mentioned, only 4% of teams down 3-1 in a best of seven come back to win that best of seven.
We've got a lot of 3-1 series tonight. They've reached the half in Indiana. The Bucks are only up by 6. And I say that because, did that surprise you?
Well, because they were down like 15-0.
They were up 20. The Bucks built a 20-point lead, and the Pacers have all but erased it before halftime. And so the Pacers will go into the second half with an opportunity to end Giannis's season early yet again. Yet again.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that at some point this offseason that won't be a topic for us. I mean, Giannis out in the first round and Dame Lillard, some would argue, first of all, I think next season is gone. And that injury at that age, I don't know if Dame Lillard's ever going to really play great basketball ever again. He really might not.
Well, he'll probably miss the whole year next year.
Right, but at his age, that Achilles injury is usually, I don't want to call it a career ender, but it's a career ender at the level he was at. For sure.
Well, especially the way he plays.
Yes.
Like, you think about Kobe Bryant, and when he had his Achilles injury, he was never the same player again.
And I think that that's probably...
He's a little bit older than Lillard is now.
But Lillard is 34. He's 34. He's about to turn 35. And he'll be about to turn 36 when he's ready to play basketball again. So, I don't know, man. That feels like that has run its course. As far as that being a pairing that's going to go somewhere. And so, sure, I think, you know, we may arrive at that at some point where I don't know how the Warriors season's going to end.
Yep.
I think I know how the Bucks season's going to end. I don't know what Giannis is going to want. By the way, some odds came out today.
Oh.
I mean, we can do this just for a minute, and then we'll get back to the phones.
Just 5 seconds real quick.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was 34 when it happened to him.
Same age.
Yeah.
In fact, a little bit younger because Dame is turning 35 in 2 months.
Yeah, Kobe was turning 35 4 months after it happened.
Okay,
so it's almost identical,
exact same age. But I saw this today. Giannis next team odds. Where do you think the Warriors fall on the list?
I would say probably third or fourth.
They are fifth.
Okay.
They are fifth. Yeah. Yes.
I thought I'd get to that.
Wrong.
Yeah, sorry, Grandy. I'm a little faster.
Warriors are 8-1. The team that I thought would be even higher, though, is the Miami Heat, who are behind the Warriors at 10-1. You'll never guess the favorite because I don't know why Giannis would want to go here, but it's the Brooklyn Nets. But guess who's number two? This is why I bring it up.
The Rockets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they need.
Yep. They're hunting for somebody. They're hunting for a one.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.